In the fall of 2015, the number of children being removed from their homes by child welfare workers to protect against abuse or neglect hit a high point. More than 6,800 of them were removed, and the number of children in the system neared 19,000. In the six-month period that ended in March, 4,600 children were put into the foster care system, and Sunday a new law took effect that could bring that number down even more.
Now, except in emergency situations, child welfare workers will no longer be able to remove a child from his or her home without first getting a court's permission. Mary Jo Pitzel is covering it all for the Arizona Republic, and she is here now in studio to tell us a little bit more about it. Welcome to the show, Mary Jo.
Good morning.
So let's start with a little bit of the background here. What was behind this push to create this court order requirement?
A lot of it was the numbers, the big number of children that are in the system, and a lot of pressure mostly from conservative groups, and of course, always the parents who believe that their children have been wrongfully removed, saying, look, we have a Fourth Amendment right to not have our children seized without some kind of permission, without a warrant. Lawmakers don't want to call it a warrant because children aren't property, so they call it a court order.
And there were some lawsuits to that effect, right?
Yes. There was a really pivotal to this, I believe, was a Ninth Circuit ruling that came down in December of 2016. And I think that really motivated the state lawmakers to start taking a really hard look at what do we do to institute a process like this.
So now it started Sunday. What was DCS's role in all of this?
Well, DCS got out there in front of the parade. You know, they saw that court ruling. They'd seen legislation that had been proposed in previous sessions that didn't happen. And the director came out in February of 17 and said, you know, let's do this. You know, we need to have some exceptions for emergencies. You always do. Mm-hmm. And they started working on it, and it took it happened in 2017, the law. Then they had to come back this year and make some definitions of what constitutes an emergency so that you could have your exception rule.
Mary Jo, you've covered government for a long time, and the one phrase that comes up a lot is unintended consequences. And I wonder, what are some of those potentially here that people have expressed concerns about?
Well, there's a lot of cynicism from people who are critical of the agency, saying, look, then everything will be an emergency. And certainly we've heard that from some attorneys in Utah and California. Those are two states that have a court order process that's been in place for a while, to varying degrees. And some of these family law attorneys say, there's always ways to get around it so that you can just go ahead and, still take the kid or make up, a reason for an emergency, even if it's not true. Nonetheless, data is hard to come by, but one pretty high-profile attorney who works on this in California says that definitely calls to his office for representation on these kind of issues is way down.
Hmm. So there are also then those who say that this could leave a child in a dangerous situation.
Yes, there is that concern, and that's why there is the exception rule.
Right.
You've got to keep in mind when it comes to things like child welfare and trying to assess what's going on in a family dynamic, it's more art than science. Those are tough calls, and people are human, and you're very concerned. Most caseworkers, if you're going to do anything, you're going to err on the side of removal. You don't want to have anything hanging over your head that you might have left a child in an unsafe situation.
But big picture, this has sort of swung back and forth over the years, right? There have been times in the past when there were not very many children removed from homes. And then, in 2015, like we said, there were a lot. So this is moving back in the other direction?
I think it's part of it. It's more to have a more deliberative process. We'll see when data comes out, because Arizona is collecting data on this, which will be helpful to know if is it intended to slow the rate of removal? Well, some lawmakers say yes. Others say, well, not necessarily. We just want to make sure that when you're going to do it, you've got really solid reasons.
Right, the idea that the caseworker would have to sort of stop and think about it.
Exactly. And, that's a good argument that helps the caseworker as well and their supervisor who has to sign off on it. If you know that you've got to make your case before a judge, even if it's quickly in a written petition, you might think twice about how you're going to present the situation.
All right. Mary Jo Pitzel is the child welfare and government reporter for the Arizona Republic. Mary Jo, thanks so much for coming in.
You bet.